The one Roland wanted her to look upon was straight, however, and Susanna realized it was the only completely straight street she had seen since the deserted village began to grow silently up around their way. It was smoothly paved, rather than cobbled, and pointed southeast along the path of the beam. Above it flowed the moon-gilded clouds like boats in a procession.
"Does thee glimpse a darkish blur at the horizon, dear?" he murmured.
"Yes. A dark blur and a whitish band in front of it. What is it? Do you know?"
"I have an idea, but I'm not sure," Roland said. "Let's have us a rest here. Dawn's not far off, and then we'll both see. And besides, I don't want to approach yonder castle at night."
"If the Crimson King's gone, and if the path of the beam lies that way," she pointed, "why do we need to go to his damn old castle at all?"
"To make sure he is gone, for one thing," Roland said. "And we may be able to trap the one behind us. I doubt it. He's wily, but there's a chance. He's also young, and the young are sometimes careless."
"You'd kill him?"
Roland's smile was wintry in the moonlight.
"Merciless."
"Without a moment's hesitation," said he.
8. In the morning, Susanna woke from an uncomfortable doze amid the scattered supplies in the back of the rickshaw, and saw Roland standing in the intersection and looking along the path of the beam. She got down, moving with great care because she was stiff and didn't want to fall. She imagined her bones cold and brittle inside her flesh, ready to shatter like glass.
"What do you see?" he asked her. "Now that it's light, what do you see over that way?"
The whitish band was snow, which did not surprise her given the fact that those were true uplands.